The Great Golf Club Collection is on at Devonport tomorrow. Now, it's not a bunch of golfers coming together from different clubs. It's all about the clubs, the tools that you use during the game. To explain a bit more about it, Golf Australia's Participation Coordinator for Tasmania is Damon Burley, who joins me now. Good morning, Damon.
Good morning, Martin. How are you doing?
Good, good. Now, basically, what this is about, and I reckon it's a fantastic idea, you're after second-hand clubs that people that are just starting out in the game or juniors can use.
Yeah, mate, spot on. So part of our new Australian golf strategy is to have more Australians playing more golf. So in order to, I suppose, you know, eliminate some of those roadblocks when it comes to, you know, people having clubs to start out the game, the Great Golf Club Collection is an initiative that we're encouraging golfers, past and present, to donate their unused and unwanted golf equipment to one of the three collection points that we've got around Tasmania over the next month, with obviously the first one being at Devonport Country Club tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So, yeah, what we're trying to do is make sure that we get some people donating their, as I said, their equipment that's kind of lying around or been collecting dust, and we're going to create some starter kits for those that want to get into golf but might not have the financial resources to do so.
Well, that's one of the biggest things about golf, I think, for a lot of people, is the expense of being a member of a club and also having to buy the equipment as well. It's not cheap. Is it just restricted to clubs, or are you looking for shoes and bags and buggies and whatever else?
Yeah, no, great question, Martin. We certainly wouldn't be against any of those things you've just mentioned. All of those things add up. You know, like any sport, when you're getting into it for the first time, there are some, you know, some basic equipment that you do need. And golf, you know, certainly isn't, you know, a sport where, you know, you don't need things to get started, mate. So, yeah, whether it's, as you said, clubs, bags, shoes, buggies, all of those things that, you know, you think that someone might get better use out of than what you're currently getting out of them, then we'd certainly love to have them.
Yeah, no, I think I started playing, I used my mother's clubs when I started playing, which is not ideal. And I guess about, you know, the thing about putting these kits together is that they can be, you know, put together to suit different players, different sizes, ages, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, spot on. So basically what we're going to do is take stock once the first collection day is over, which is obviously, you know, after this Sunday, and kind of look at, okay, what might we need a little bit more of? But as you said, mate, we want to have a range of different, you know, sizes, shapes, hands as well. I'm a left-hander, mate, so we can't forget about the ones that stand on the wrong side of the ball. So, yeah, absolutely. So basically, if you've got, you know, any clubs there that you doesn't need to be a full set, it can be just an odd club here or there. I know that my first set of clubs when I was a kid was a hand-me-down set from my pop via my dad, I'm pretty sure. And you know, I don't think there was one club in the bag that was the same. They were all different brands and shapes and sizes, mate. But we made it work. I thought they were the absolute bee's knees. And, you know, was the reason that I got into golf.
Yeah, I mean,
that equipment there to use, yeah.
All joking aside, I use my mother's clubs. But, I mean, there is also a difference between clubs for males and females, isn't there? And I guess, you know, the call-out is going, you know, out for both male and female players, any equipment they don't want.
Absolutely. And we're trying to obviously grow the game in Australia and make it available to anyone. We just want to have more, you know, more people out there playing more golf. And that's everything from juniors right through to all abilities golf, you know, females and everything in between, Martin. So, absolutely, we're not, you know, we want to have this equipment, these kits that are made up for anyone that wants to get in the game, no matter, you know, what your background, size, shape, anything like that, mate, yeah.
Now, this is the first one is in Devonport tomorrow. You've got, as you mentioned, some coming up in Hobart and Launceston, but my understanding is this is the first time it's been tried in Australia as well. So I guess you've got no expectations to how much equipment you're hoping will turn up.
That's it, Martin. We could have a truckload turn up, and it might be all very overwhelming, or, you know, that's right, you're spot on. It's the first time that we've done this in Australia. It's an initiative which, as I said, because I was a recipient of a hand-me-down set of clubs that, you know, this sort of passion grew from, and I wanted to start something up which, you know, would give other people the opportunity to get into golf that might not have had, you know, might not have those resources there available to them. So we want to remove as many roadblocks as we can for people to get into the game. So, yeah, I'm very excited. The first three, you know, great golf club collection days are in Tasmania. And then, you know, as being a part of you know, Golf Australia and Australian golf, we'd love to see this something which has picked up, you know, on the mainland, and that, you know, we can have the same opportunity for everyone around Australia.
And we both started with hand-me-downs, and not everyone's got that opportunity. If your parents or your grandparents didn't play, you've got to start from, you know, right from square one. So it's between 10 and 3 tomorrow at the Devonport Country Club. What about people, Damon, that can't make it there tomorrow? It's a bit short notice, I know, for some people. Can they still donate their clubs? Is there a way they can do that?
Yeah, 100%. So what I would recommend anyone doing is they can either email me directly, which is damon.burley@golf.org.au. If they've got some equipment that they might want, you know, me to come around and collect at some stage if they think it's worthwhile to do that. Or they can actually bring them into their local golf club as well. So obviously, with the day tomorrow being at Devonport Country Club, if you're along the coast somewhere and can't get in, then all of the clubs along the coast are aware of this particular initiative. So if you need to just drop them in there, then I'll be doing you know, a drive around to those clubs and collecting them in the next week or so.
Well, like I said in the intro, I think it's a fantastic idea. I hope you do get overwhelmed with a truckload of equipment tomorrow, Damon. But thank
Me
you
too.
Thanks for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
No worries, Martin. Appreciate it, mate. Cheers.